We're going to talk some college basketball, specifically Xavier basketball. I'm joined right now by a preseason All-American, All Big East last season, Wooden Award, top 20 list, 19 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists per game this season. Xavier having a huge year. They're 23-3, they're 11-2 in Big East play, and they're at home tomorrow against Seton Hall. They are ranked 4th overall. Trayvon Blewett is my guest. Trayvon, so good to have you on. How are you? What's up?
Hey, I'm good. How's everything going?
Everything's great. It's good to hear your voice. On Saturday, let me start right there. You beat Creighton in their place 72-71. I start there because you went on a pair of free throws from Quentin Gooden with less than a second left. So what's going through your mind when he goes to the line needing to make one to tie it and two to take the lead?
Honestly, I was confident the whole time. I mean, we work on free throws every day in practice, and, you know, he's one of the guys that usually only miss one, you know, or not at all. So when he went to the line, I knew that he was, you know, at least going to give us one. And when he hit the first one, it was pretty much evident to me that he was going to hit the second one.
You know, and you guys have had so much success in close games. I mean, that win came after two straight overtime wins. In fact, over the course of the season, you're 9-0 in games decided by 6 points or fewer. So how do you explain the fact that this team is so tough in pressure situations?
You know, I think, for one, we work on it in practice, you know, a lot, just being put in game-time situations where we're up one or down two. I think that's one thing. And then we just got a group of tough guys, you know, mentally tough guys that are locked in at the right time, you know, that stay composed and that stay poised in those tough situations. And I think that's how we get through it.
You know, I'm looking at this, and you went to the Elite Eight last season, of course, and now you followed that up by having a monster year. You're currently ranked number 4 in the country. I mean, Xavier basketball has always been good, but how much pride do you personally take in the fact that it's taken it to another level in the time that you've been there?
I just want to, you know, try to put them on the map and, you know, let everybody know that, you know, we're not just, you know, a team that makes the tournament every year. You know, we're a full-force team. You know, always top in the country, and I just feel like, you know, it's time to get that respect. And you know, so far this year we've been playing great as a unit, and we've been letting our game do the talk, and so far it's been doing well for us.
Trayvon Blewett joining us. You know, in terms of helping put them on the map or taking them to the next level, you pretty much could have done that anywhere. When you were being recruited at a Park Tudor High School in Indianapolis, you had offers from all over the country. So what was it about Xavier that made you feel like that was the place for you?
I think the biggest thing was the relationship that I had built with the coaches. I really started communicating with them around 9th grade, and, you know, pretty much we kept a stable relationship since then. I took a couple visits, and, you know, they just, you know, were talking to me and told me how they saw me in their program, and it seemed like a good fit along with the move to the Big East. I felt like, you know, that it was the best situation for me.
Let me take you one step further on that, because Chris Mack is one of my favorite interviews in college basketball, because as good of a coach as he is, there are so many other parts to him as a person. What's he been like to play for?
He's been great. I mean, you know, he gives you, you know, the freedom as long as you're willing to play hard and play the right way. You know, he does a good job of getting guys that, you know, love to play basketball, that just love to compete. And, you know, we built a great culture, a great competitive culture. And I felt like that's done us well on the court. And, you know, we owe it to him, you know, just being able to instill confidence in us and, you know, letting us go. I feel like, you know, he's the reason why we're here.
Now listen, you had the opportunity to enter the NBA after last season. So how'd you go about evaluating that decision, and what brought you back to school?
You know, so I worked out for a few teams, which went well. You know, they had some things to say, and ultimately I just feel like, you know, my decision was to come back to school to win a national championship. I mean, last year, like you mentioned, we made it to the Elite Eight, and, you know, just to get a taste of, you know, of how it is and getting so close to the Final Four, that's something that I really wanted and that I've been wanting before I even came to college. So, you know, just to try to put myself in a position to make it to the Final Four and do something and make school history for Xavier, the first time ever.
Trayvon Blewett joining us. Now, over the course of your time at that school, you have completely reshaped your body. You've lost 25 pounds. So what was your process? How did you go about doing that? And then what kind of an impact has that had on your game?
I think after freshman year, I kind of, you know, met with a couple of dietitians, and you know, they got me right on the right things to eat, how many meals to eat a day, and when to really not eat. And so I think the biggest thing for me was not eating after 9, 10 o'clock. And I feel like that once I started doing that, I lost about 10 pounds over the course of, you know, a month or two, and along with a lot of conditioning. I feel like that's worked a lot for me. It's just made me a lot mobile, you know, a lot more athletic, being able to guard a little better and, you know, being able to get to my spots on offense.
You know, you're going to go down, obviously, as one of the greats ever to play at that program. You hit the 2,000-point mark, which is a huge milestone, but that doesn't mean that it hasn't been without challenges. As an example, during your sophomore season, you went into a bit of a slump, something which you've described as one of the low moments of your career. Can you take me back? What do you remember about that time, and then how did you work your way out of it?
And it took me, like, 12 shots to get those, and I mean, that was kind of tough for me just because I was just so used to being able to score the ball at an efficient level without really any problems. And that kind of hit me right there. That was like, you know, you got to be in the gym more. You got to work out. Everything isn't just given to you. And, you know, from that moment, I just, you know, stayed in the gym, you know, made sure I always got, you know, tons of shots up before and after practice. And, you know, eventually I repped that out and the muscle memory came into play. And, you know, that's where I got out of it.
It paid off. You scored your 2,000th career point. That puts you up there with guys like David West, Tyrone Hill in school history. I mean, look, the season's not over. Your career at Xavier is not over. I know you've got big goals still ahead of you, but that's a huge milestone. What's that number mean to you? And what's that milestone represent?
It means a lot just to be one of few in the program to be able to reach 2,000 points. I mean, it's a great feeling. It's a real feeling. And then, I mean, just, you know, hopefully, you know, it just means that I'm up there with elite company for, you know, the people that have impacted the program, you know, like David West, Tyrone Hill, Byron Larkin. I mean, it's just something that I'm always going to remember to be able to, you know, be able to have 2,000 points along with the team accolades that I've had over the 4 years.
Xavier guard, Trayvon Blewett, my guest. Hey, before you go, I need you to clear something up. There's a legend that's grown up around this team, and it's in part due to the fact that there is a rumor that one of your teammates showed up back in 2014 with a couple of pairs of Patrick Ewing shoes. Now, dude, part of me wants to say there's no way that's true. There's no way, because I didn't even know they made Ewings anymore. Is it true? And if so, I mean, I hate to give up one of your guys, but who was it, and what did you make of the kicks?
You know, I didn't even know they made Ewings at all, and that was the first time that I've seen something like that. And, you know, the teammate was Sean O'Mara. You know, he got like a size 17 foot. So when I saw it, I was just like, wow. I was in awe. And, I mean, he had them in different flavors, too. I mean, he had them in white and black, black and white. I mean, he had the whole thing. And, you know, after we clowned him for it, he never pulled him out the closet. I don't even know if he has him anymore. But, you know, those were a sight to see.
Oh, man, I'm so glad that's true. What an amazing story. I mean, there had to be a part of you that was like, hey, Sean, man, this is Xavier. We're trying to win a national championship. You cannot be showing up in Ewings, right?
I mean, that was part of it. But, you know, the other part was just, you know, just for his look. You know, we needed to help him out with his look.
did he take it pretty well, or did he push back initially?
He fought it at first, but like I said, we haven't seen him since, so I think he's embraced it.
There you go. Embrace the suck, and that's not the hill you want to die on, man. There's some fights. There's a reason to fight, and there are reasons not to fight, and that's not a reason to fight.
Xavier definitely not one.
Xavier is fourth ranked, and they're at home tomorrow against Seton Hall. Trayvon, great to have you back. Appreciate you very much. Good to have you on the show. Thank you.
All right, thanks for having me.
Good job. What a class act. Such a good player, too. I mean, to his point, did you know that Ewings even existed? He goes, he not only had them, he had them in different flavors. White, black, black and white, white and black. It's an amazing story. All right, he was a preseason All-American, all Big East last season, and a self-made guy. I love what he's done with his career and his game. And the feedback that he got initially, you know, that whole story about when he was a sophomore where he could always score the ball, never had a problem with it. And then all of a sudden there was a problem. And he said, look, I'm not getting the work done. Got to reshape my body, remake my body, get in the gym, get more shots up. Got to work through it. And now he's one of their all-time greats. And the thing about Xavier, too, this notion of we're good. We know we're going to be good. We know we're a top 20 team. We know we're always going to be there, but good's not good enough. We want to be a team that contends for the Final Four, contends for a national championship, and now they're in their spot.